Hello, Audio Boo. It is currently 13 minutes past 10 on a very rainy Saturday evening. I'm not sure if you guys can hear it outside my window, but it's beautiful. I would open my window to let you guys hear it, but the rain is just that intense that if I do, it would probably come into the studio and start drenching everything, the dolls, the pillows, the beds, the everything. But that's beside the point. Tonight I'm going to be talking about CGMs and where I'm going to be heading after Audio Boom closes down semi. I'm not sure what's happening with the paid version, but I know that the free Audio Boom accounts are closing down on the 4th of December in Australia. So, first of all, I will get to my main topic of this post, and that's where the CGM is going, where the CGM journey is going now. So, in the past, Dexcom have been very, they've rejected our requests a lot, and they've been very uninclusive of me and the accessibility issues that I face with CGM therapy. And every time that we've called them, Dexcom has basically said that no, the CGM won't work with voiceover, it's highly inaccessible. But little do we know that both companies, both Dexcom and Medtronic, they thought that voiceover was Siri. So they thought that I would be asking Siri, "Hey Siri, what's my blood sugar reading?" "Your blood sugar reading is 5.5 and stable. Woohoo." Yeah, again, that's beside the point. But they thought that I'd be asking Siri everything, and they thought that that's how I got around the iPhone. But when when we called them last week, we had a very helpful representative, whom I shall not name. And he said that, yeah, I'm going to give it a go on my phone. And he obviously thought Siri too, because he was asking Siri, because we were on hold for a very short time. Well, Mum was on the phone and, I was sitting in the living room with her, and we were just thinking, what's actually going on here? What are they doing? And then they got on the line and said, So, I'm going to put this through to my IT people because I can't figure out how to work voiceover or Siri. And they said that they were going to call back on Wednesday. And we didn't hear back from them on Wednesday, so Mum sent a rather powerful email saying, when I was diagnosed, what iPhone I use, my accessibility issues, and then at the very bottom she said, "P.S. VoiceOver is not Siri. If you have any troubles with VoiceOver or how to activate it, please call," and then my number. So they knew in the email that, they could call me if they didn't think it was going to work, because I'm sure that they would be, I don't know, they could have been doing the wrong thing the whole time. And then Mum forwarded me the reply. I got it in the middle of class when I was practicing my music performance. And it said, "As far as we know, the current blood sugar reading and directional arrows will sound when tapped." So that was very, very promising. And then when I got home from school, Mum said that Dexcom were going to get back to us, and a company representative, who also happens to have type 1, is going to come to our house and demonstrate the accessibility and the fact that the Dexcom does work, and she's going to show me how it works. So that's going to be happening on the 26th of October. So not this Thursday coming, but the Thursday after. And I'm honestly beyond excited. I cannot wait to take this next step forward in the CGM program and actually see the thing working. Because I've felt a sensor. I've described the sensor on here. It's like a 2D outline of a mushroom, both the sensor and the the part that goes into your skin. The part that goes into your skin is the sensor, sorry, and the transmitter that transmits the information to your phone. Sorry, it's really late, guys. I'm so tired. But yeah, that's what's happening in the CGM world. And my next topic on here is, where am I going next? What's happening? So, Clip, CLYP, I'm really looking into that app. It's similar to like Rev Recorder and all these sort of things that you could, but instead you can post your recordings directly to Twitter. And yeah, that's the part where I'm like thinking of going. So I've been recommended Anchor and VoiceBo, but both of those have a 5-minute recording time, and I can't like condense life with type 1 diabetes into 5 minutes, because life with type 1 diabetes is indeed lifelong. So it's, yeah, I can't like condense myself into 5 minutes ever again. That was just torture. But so Clip is where I'm going to be going, and all the old life with type 1 diabetes posts, I'm going to try and download them and archive them in a, like a Dropbox folder. So if anyone's wanting them, or like, yeah, just wanting a link, just like show your interest, guys, because I still don't know who listens. So if you want them, just like PM me your contact details or anything on Twitter, and I will try and find a way to get them like to you. If no one contacts me, then I won't bother. Like, I'll just keep them on the Audio Boom server for me to listen back on and reflect. But yeah, if you guys want them, please do let me know, and I will try and figure out a way to archive these babies, because, but yeah, I think I'm up to like 42 or 43 posts now. So I'll do all I can to get these things off the server for your guys' enjoyment. You can make a rap song out of them. I don't know, do something. But anyhow, that's my rambly post for tonight. To very late night. It's probably only like an hour and 40 minutes left of the day. So, but yeah, I'm not going to bed just yet. I'll be staying up. So I'll see you guys later. Hopefully on the 26th of October with some really exciting news. So goodbye.